you know, you were always hungry when you got from school.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was no lunchrooms in school. Mm. You carried your lunch. And, of course, by the time you got home, you was really needing some food. But anyway, I don't know the reason I was there, but I've been there more times than one. And just whatever they had in there, you was welcome to it.
Oh.
Welcome to it. I believe if you'd have took the last bite, it would have been in there. You'd have still been welcome to it. They wouldn't have done a thing but cook some more. That's what they'd have done.
I remember hearing my other aunt, her sister, talking about picking turnip greens in the fall of the year and canning them. I think it took them all day to wash those greens and get them in the cans. And when they got through, they had, what, 10 or...
7 quarts, uh-huh. I think, just
had
one
cooking all day long.
Seven quarts.
Today we just wash them, put in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. So
but
what? Go ahead.
They weren't good like those were back then. Mm-hmm. At least that you get frozen in the grocery.
They don't taste the same, do they?
Mm-mm.
I was gonna ask, what kind of meals would you have in a week? Did your parents have like? Did you have like meatloaf once a week, or you know what sorts of?
Never heard of a meal planning. You cooked what you had, mm-hmm. and of course, if you didn't have it, you couldn't cook it. But when the garden came in, so you'd have fresh vegetables,
mm-hmm.
like the
mm-hmm.
beans and the peas and the corn and the tomatoes and that sort of stuff. But then I never heard of nobody planning what they was going to. You just cooked what you had, whatever it was. And if you didn't have anything but milk and bread, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mighty good. Mighty good.
I remember my mother used to get up in the mornings and cook breakfast because, like, my daddy went off to work,
mm-hmm.
and she tried to have him a good lunch to take with him. And in the summertime, we'd eat out on the screen porch outside the kitchen. And I could see the table now. It would have biscuit and a big platter of pork chops, or if she had chickens in the yard, she'd fry chicken. It was nothing to have that kind of stuff for breakfast. And she had a sister that lived up in Crabapple that would bring her husband down to catch his ride. Well, she'd come by there, and if she knew we were on the back porch, she'd come around that corner just dying of laughing because she knew she was fixing to eat breakfast. And there'd be cantaloupe, and we'd always have a big breakfast. Now, I didn't eat it, but it was there.
Yeah, because you were a picky eater.
I was. But at night, I remember going home, and particularly when we had guests in the house, she would cook this big platter of country ham, and it would just turn my stomach. She'd have grits and all that stuff, and they couldn't wait to get their feet on the table. Well, I'd run the other way. Now I think I was crazy for even thinking about doing something like that.
I never did go the other way. I was already always ready to go to that table. We never knew what it was not to have biscuit for breakfast. If we didn't have biscuit and gravy, we didn't think we had anything to eat. Oh, and it was so good. It was really good.
I can remember as a child, on Sunday morning when we'd get up, my daddy would cook breakfast while my mother dressed the kids for church. And he'd be in the kitchen making pancakes. He called them flapjacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be singing songs that I had never heard of. And I loved to wake up on Sunday morning and hear him in the kitchen singing because I knew he was having a good time cooking.
What sorts of songs?
That he made up himself.
Oh.
He sang one about, there's a boarding house not far away where they have ham and eggs 3 times a day. Oh, how the boarders yell when they hear the dinner bell.
Oh.
Oh, how the boarders yell 3 times a day. I thought that was so neat to hear him sing. Now, we never call my mother in the night. We always called him if you want. And after we got a bathroom in the house, my brother and sister would say, Daddy, I want a drink, but not bathroom water.
Oh, goodness. Well, times have changed, haven't they?
Oh, unreal.
When did you notice people from Atlanta starting to move in such, or people from wherever starting to move in such great numbers? Like, when did it start changing?